back on a CFON Solid Gold weekend. It's 4:33. This is Daryl B. I'm here alone because Mr. Shane is out on the CFON balcony, blessing the crowd out on 4th. Those of you who have real good minds and don't have any brain cells destroyed by what you do to yourself will remember...
Burlingham, it's Chuck Steak.
Chuck Steak?
Chuck Steak, the alternative traffic reporter. Probably the smartest broadcaster in the Canadian broadcasting. I'll take that a step further since I... Burlingham, are you there?
I'm here.
It's Friday afternoon. What do? Friday afternoon. We don't do the traffic on Friday afternoon. Why should we do the damn traffic on Friday afternoon?
From what I remember, you hit the sauce on Friday afternoon.
Absolutely, and you know why?
Double tequilas.
Right, exactly. What'll you have?
I quit.
All right.
What?
Get me down.
I can't.
Get me down. I don't like height. Get me down.
You're going to stay up there until you start making sense.
Where's Catherine?
I don't know.
Why doesn't she have a chopper? This place is cheap. This is a cheap place.
Today's Gate of the P&E Grounds open today, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday noon to 11 p.m., and Sunday noon to 10 p.m.
14 feet fun.
29. I'm talking about the Rascals. I've been lonely. CFON, Daryl B. and Jamie Shane on the Solid Gold Weekend. Prism, you walked away again. Team CFON, that's Prism, and you walked away again. It's 5:06, and this is Daryl B. and company, J.B. Shane.
Captain, good night. CFON is not just... somebody phoned in and said, Captain, I know how you like to use radio cliches. CFON is not just another four-letter word. You want to use that? I'll give it to you.
I like it.
I'm not into that.
I like it, you know. We could probably build an entire campaign around it.
All right. Okay, Brad, we'll get back to him in a minute.
Listen, a couple of things we got coming up.
But first of all, I want these cameras out of here. I told you before, no cameras. One of them says Night Dreams on it, and I don't know where that's from or what that's doing, but I don't want that in here.
Just let me know when you want me to...
All right,
traffic.
Get those cameras out of there. Get them out right now.
Please.
I'm sorry. Was that you, Kathy?
No violence.
For me?
We're awful busy right now. Get those cameras out of here.
And it's not that I'm down on cameras.
Yeah, go back to being a hippie.
That's right.
By the way, John Tanner will not be with us this weekend. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that, but Terry David Mulligan will be. The degenerate has decided to be on here tomorrow afternoon around the same time as now.
And, he's still got all those paternity suits pending?
He does, but I would like to say one thing on his behalf, and this is the gospel truth. If it was not for Mulligan writing a memo when we were doing musical program directors, he gave the license to Captain Midnight to do whichever he, you know, whatever I wanted to do after 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I persuaded him, Mulligan, you got to let me do it at 12 o'clock or so. Yeah, you know, like 10-minute commercials and that. And he was very good about it. So I really feel proud, almost, that he's going to be here tomorrow. And
gee, that's really interesting. Right now, let's do the traffic, Kathy.
Okay. It is interesting.
Kathy?
Yeah?
Where's that sound effect?
I don't know.
It's like Grand Central Station.
Go ahead!
You mean I can talk now?
Yeah!
Oh,
hello,
right.
Kathy!
For TC Fun, Vancouver...
5:10 on the Solid Gold Weekend. Still ranks as one of the greatest roller skating records of all time. Question mark and the Mysterians. CFON congratulating Pierre Landre of East Broadway. Picked up $1,000 cash for his fun sticker. You could be next. Stick with CFON to share in the winning. 5:13, Hellfield.
This is Captain Midnight. It's CFON in the prime time. In about 63 days, it'll be 1980, and I cannot wait! This is Joe Jackson.
14, CFON at 5:20. Joe Jackson, I'm a man. This is Daryl B. with Captain Midnight. And, of course, the lovely Catherine, who is standing by trying desperately to get a word in edgewise when we got two guys who have out-of-control mouths.
We'll give her that opportunity right now. What have you got for us? Can I do my L.A. disc jockey introduction to you?
Please do, yes. I've always wanted to work in L.A.
Just a moment here, you two. Before you get winging this thing here, I must point out, J.B., that Catherine is not particularly impressed by you because she grew up in Toronto and she doesn't know nothing.
Well, that's not true. What I've heard today makes up for all those years I wasted in Toronto.
All right, Captain Midnight, do it.
I can't. I'm too taken aback. Go ahead.
Are you breaking down?
That's how they do
it
in L.A.?
No, not at all.
Do the track! Hurry up!
Hey, RLA Los Angeles. Okay.
Oh, is that my cue?
Yeah.
14 feet fun.
Oh. Captain Midnight. Yes.
That's sea fun. On a solid... Solid Gold Weekend. I'll have my state-of-the-art message in about half an hour. I've been composing it, and I have a few things I want to share with you at that time. In the meantime...
From the fun, this is the Solid Gold Weekend with Daryl B. and Captain Midnight.
The next devotee of Captain Midnight just called up. Remind me that Vanilla Fudge have broken up. Talking about a time warp. This is Gary Brooker, Procol Harum, proud to be part of the return of Captain Midnight, if only for this afternoon. Thank you, Gary. 5:33. See fun. Tight. Really happy I'm really happy to be back here and a lot of good music beginning to be played on radio in Vancouver again. Thank you, See Fun. And I'm the only thing that perturbs me is all I got out of doing this was a fun sticker.
What did you expect?
A fun sticker.
What's the state of the art?
Okay, I wrote this out during the Boomtown Rat song because Rob Geldof, in an interview that he did with Tom Jeffries, had some nice things to say about Captain Midnight. And so I wrote this out, keeping that in mind, and looking to the future. The state-of-the-art message here. I had to close the mic just to... I do that sometimes. We all do. A lot of disc jockeys that clear their throats all the time. And
I don't. I do it on the air.
Yeah, I know. Okay, the state-of-the-art message. I, Captain Midnight, of sound mind and body... and somewhat shaky bank account, do not dwell upon past triumphs or fully intend to rest upon the withering laurels of nostalgia. For all concerned knows and realizes through it all, schlock, heavy metal, psychedelia, and yes, disco, there rears a monster, ready, willing, and able to take the boredom of the me decade and stomp it into oblivion, whilst taking full command of the uncertainty that lies ahead in the dark 80s. Those who know, know. Those who don't, think about it. In short, Vancouver needs Captain Midnight. I'm open, by the way, to all offers from all media representatives. You can call after 5 o'clock. I don't want to go back to L.A.
Hey, listen.
I love jingles, yeah.
I wanted to thank the guys who didn't show up. Red Robinson was supposed to be here, but he's busy removing whatever that is from his boots.
Well, yeah, I know he wanted to be, and one day he will be, but he's not right now. And who else didn't show up?
John Tenner. If he came over here, the station that he works for in New Westminster, but I can't tell you which one it was, threatened to fire him. And Fred Latrimo is busy learning how to be a star.
Freddie's out there.
What can I tell you?
He's out. Well, everybody's alive and well, and that's the most important thing. But through it all, in this noble profession of disc jockery, we're all alive and well. And
disc jockery.
Right. Well, there's... Yeah, I don't know what else to call it.
Oh, my God.
It's not... It is a noble profession. A lot of people put down disc jockeys and you know, in general, and that's... That's not quite fair. When I grew up, I was listening to people like Lan Roberts in Seattle, Frosty, who was here, and one of the greats, and he owes me some money anyway. And then there was a guy out of San Francisco on Clear Channel KGO. You remember Les Crane at the Hungry Eye Theater Restaurant. Well, those were my inspirations. Not only were they my inspirations, but they were people that I still try... desperately to find. So,
by the way,
disc jockeys never retire. They just become advertising executives.
Here. You owe me for a bar tab from August 1st, 1967.
I'll take care of that. No problem.
Thank you.
Thank
it
you.
Has been strange, J.B.
What did you expect?
Shot again. This is Daryl B. for J.B. Shane. Don't try to hide your Jekyll no more. One more thing.
Yeah.
Stay out of trees!
No!